How do you stay ahead of Microsoft and Apple? A listener mailbag question on this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Lou from Charlotte, North Carolina, wrote me and asked, how do you suggest an MSP gets ahead of Apple and Microsoft, who are entering the managed services space? Great question, Lou, and thanks for asking. I've spoken a couple of times about both companies and their product entries into the space, particularly with products like Lighthouse and Microsoft's push to automate away core service offerings like patch management with Windows Auto Patch. My argument there has been that the baseline of service is rising as these companies take away portions of the work that's been commoditized. I have two videos to reference where I've talked about the threat specifically, so watch those if you haven't seen them. That said, there's a great history of keeping ahead of these two companies, notably Microsoft. I want you to envision that scene from Austin Powers. You know, the one with the Zamboni coming in at applauding speed. That's Microsoft and Apple. They're not moving fast. You can see them coming. You have lots of time. There has been and always will be a gap between small providers and Microsoft and Apple. There's also a gap between their third-party ISV partners. That gap is the area to take advantage of. Just know that it does change over time, although that change is very, very slow. You know, Zamboni slow. So some points. Not every customer will buy from Microsoft or Apple, and there's plenty of fish in the sea, especially for a while. It's old, but there's a reason providers were called value-added resellers in the history of IT providers. They added value that the manufacturers did not. That will continue to be your sweet spot. Now, what can you, the provider, add that they can't? That's the gap. Second, watch what they value. Microsoft, being the 800-pound gorilla here, gives obvious indications of what they value. You can even see it on their website. Microsoft.com's navigation puts Microsoft 365 right at the top. And from there, you go into the productivity suite. Within three clicks, I'm in the business section, and it's all about seamless collaboration. That's why I spend so much time talking about things impacting the productivity layer on my show. It's where the value is. Out of the box, Microsoft 365 is useful, yet woefully underutilized by most. Helping customers be effective here is the win. I covered the use of technology in the legal field on December 1st's episode of The Business of Tech. And if you're not subscribing, come on, people, that's the good stuff. Here's one passage about the availability versus the use of practice management software, the critical lawyer productivity tech. 63% of the respondents reported the availability of case and practice management software at their firm. The availability of practice management software has increased steadily in every demographic since 2019 regarding the use of case and practice management software. The percentage of respondents for solo practitioners rose from 32% in 2021 to 45% in 2022. For firms between 10 and 49, the number increased from 22% to 40%. And for firms of 100 or more attorneys, the number went from 17 to 19%. For larger firms, this number has remained relatively steady since 2019. However, the percent of respondents in firms from 2 to 9 attorneys who actually used case and practice management software dropped from 61% to 46%. The key to focus on here is availability versus use. It's far more available than it's used. It's true of so much technology customers put in place. How much of the feature set is used? Often, customers don't need new technologies. They need to use the ones they have, particularly in the business application they rely on. Seriously, this should be a flashing sign to anyone to sell these lawyers on training and further implementation services. You don't even have to convince them to buy anything. You have to make the stuff they have more relevant. That's literally the productivity layer. You can find it everywhere, from within Microsoft's priorities around M365 to those specific industry applications. work in there. I'm going to reference some work I did back when I was a vendor. An idea called the perpetually valuable MSP. Google it. You can find it if you want. The original works. The core concept is that you have to refresh your offerings on a systematic basis to stay relevant. Managed services, by its definition, is about delivering a set of defined ongoing services. The practical purpose of most infrastructure managed services is that you monitor and maintain what's in place. Implied there is you don't change anything. Change is bad, right? When you're trying for standardization, change is bad. But the world changes, so you have to keep up. You have to retire out services you offer that are no longer relevant or profitable. You use your operational process to create new services, and you match customer needs to market conditions and technology changes. And so, you know, I spend my time looking at market conditions and technology and providing insights to try and give a giant pointy arrow to things that make sense. That's the point of my show. Hit like, subscribe, follow, you know, that's important. Pair your ability to be operationally excellent, which is all about the process, which is what MSPs do, with an eye for the next need and pair it with a solution. You'll be likely refreshing about a quarter of your revenue every year, roughly. So the answer, you need to keep ahead of the slow-moving Microsoft and Apple by refreshing where you focus. If you think your core value to your customers is around patching their systems, backing up their data, and answering the phone, that Zamboni is nipping at your heels. But suppose you're spending your time on making their document workflows efficient, helping them maximize the value of their productivity suite, and working with technologies like practice management software for lawyers, or association management software for not-for-profits, or any of the multitudes of industry-specific pieces of software. In that case, you're far enough away from the Zamboni that you can safely age out some of your older offerings and not count on them for as much of a high profit margin. That's your trick. Thanks for asking the question, Lou. Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSP Radio for our Give What You Want program. Every little bit helps, and we are supported directly by listeners like you. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.